Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
He's on that. He's going great against us. Going to center ice. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeouts for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And no! Not possible! Not possible!
You're listening to Sports Overnight Sports Overnight Weekend.
Five, four, three, two, one. Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline SB Nation Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Obviously, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. And for the next hour, myself and my partner, Zach Attack Young, will be lighting up the radio airwaves here, of course, talking lots of smack, filling maybe your entertainment needs to an extent. Of course, we'll inform you as far as the world of sports is concerned as well. Now, Zach Attack and I have got to take a big, big bummer here, Zach. The Dodgers got licked in 7 games. The bottom line is we both picked the Dodgers to win, and I will eat my rice paper on the air next week. What are you going to do?
I guess I'll have to have some or something like that, right?
Yeah, we're eating paper next week on the air, folks, right here on the Johnny Taco Show next Saturday night. Zach and Tack and I will eat some rice paper. Rice paper? I said it would be paper on the air. I didn't say what kind of paper it would be. It will be rice paper. You are tuned to the Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Network. Open phone lines real quick around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7510. Or the text screen, the guilt-free text line, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show live from San Francisco on Sports Byline and SB Nation Sports.
Seriously. Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation.
800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Shotgun snap for Deshaun Watson. Single back right, Lamar Miller. Tight end wing right, too wide near right. Tight end false motion by Ryan Griffin. From the 1 yard line, design keep to the near right. Cut it back upfield, end zone touchdown, Deshaun Watson.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Last year we made a fortune. Well, actually not a fortune, but I made enough to buy a pretty good used car and pay for it off. Okay, just pay it off. Anyway, the bottom line is I made about $4,000 on last year's NFL season. And that was betting the point spread and freaking out each week. Zach and I, we had no fingernails. Both of us have manicures and pedicures and that kind of good stuff. We looked very sloppy during the NFL season last year, even though we were winning. Thus, we have changed strategies this year. We come back, and now we're not betting the point spread anymore. We're betting the money line. Last week, I bet against the Niners in the money line, and I bet with Tom Brady and the 49ers, in the New England Patriots, of course, and the money line. The bottom line is both teams delivered big time. The 49ers lost the way they should have lost, 33-10. And, of course, it doesn't matter the way that Tom Brady wins as long as he wins when you bet the money line. Now, Zach, the money line thing, I like it better than I do the point spread thing. And I think if you start off with a significant investment at start, you know, you got to start off with a few bucks. But you start off with a few bucks, I think you can make some real money here. And we've made some money this year. I'm up about, I would say about $19.50.
Yeah, probably something like that.
Okay, but it's all about the money line. See, we don't have to sweat the point spread because, you know, last week, when I bet New England to win, and I bet the Niners to lose. I just bet those and walked away. I didn't even think about it until like late Sunday night or Monday morning. It wasn't something where I felt compelled to have to check my scores. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when that point spread stuff, you're checking your every 5 minutes. You're looking at the scoreboard. Oh my God, it's a field goal. It's this and that. But when you just bet the money line, it's certainty. It's a sense of certainty, and I feel real confident doing this. Anyway, I'm going to go through the money line for tomorrow. Of course, actually later today here. NFL, rocking and rolling. In Philadelphia, -333 on the money line, -7 on the point spread. Of course, they are taking on Denver in Philadelphia. The L.A. Rams taking on the New York Giants, hapless Giants. The Rams are favored by 4.5 on the point spread, -225 on the money line. Tampa Bay at New Orleans, get this, -305 for New Orleans. The point spread is -7 for New Orleans. The New Orleans Aints, call them what you want, but they're they're not the greatest football team in the world. The Jacksonville Jaguars, of course, and Cincinnati. Cincinnati at the Jaguars. Jacksonville -6. And, of course, the money line is -250. Atlanta -135. -2.5 over Carolina. Cam Newton, what's happening, baby? Let's go. Arizona and San Francisco. Arizona -2.5. -150 on the money line against the 49ers. Again, that sounds like a cheap bet against the 49ers. Anyway, Seattle. And Washington, Seattle. Seattle is a -360 on the money line, -7.5 on the point spread. And we go to a 125 game, which is, of course, 425 Eastern time. Dallas, KC at Dallas. Dallas -2.5, -145 on the money line. Oakland at Miami. The Oakland Raiders, of course. Macho sometimes. Minus 150 on the money line, minus 3 on the point spread. And Detroit, Monday night, minus 2 on the point spread and minus 130 on the money line. Okay, Zach, where are we going on the money line this weekend and how much? What do you like?
On the money line? Well, you know, you have to bet the money line. I think if you're making any bets, you have to.
I understand. Zach. No, we know that. Zach, are you on heroin tonight? What team are you betting on, heroin? What team are you betting on, Zach?
I can't bet on the Niners. I mean, why?
No, sweet, but what bet against? See that? Do you not see the concept of this? The concept is to find a dog team that you know is going to lose and just bet against them. I mean, when the 49ers were winning in the 80s and the 90s, when they were winning the Super Bowls, we were betting them week in and week in and week out. It doesn't matter if it was a point spread or the money line. The Niners were winning and winning and going away. But here, we want to find teams that are going to win, certainly, regardless of the spread tomorrow. And, you know, I always like New England Patriots. Of course, there's no Patriots tomorrow, but you got to really like Tom Brady. Of course, Tom Brady's still looking. How old is Tom Brady now? 41, 40?
Yeah, I know he's in his 40s. I want to say 41, but I'm not sure.
Still rocking and rolling, man. Got a good-looking old lady. He slides every time he comes into a tackle. Smart guy, doesn't want to end up with CTE.
Yeah, and he has, like, some crazy diet, right? Like,
Tom Brady is Tom Brady. Anyway, the bottom line is I'm looking through this entire money line, and nothing jumps out at me like it did last week, okay? It just doesn't. Last week really looked hot. So I'm going to go out on a limb this week, not really on a limb per se, but I'm going to go with the Arizona Cardinals to beat the Niners at home. The money line is minus 150. The point spread is -2.5. I think that some way the Arizona Cardinals will find a way to beat the 49ers. Actually, the 49ers will probably find a way to lose. Is that a good way to put it, Zach?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you never know. I don't think they're going to go winless, which I guess isn't much of a vote of confidence.
Well, I mean, that's like saying, you know, well, you know, the guy's going to make it out of the first round, GSP, et cetera, Deontay Wilder. It was a rough night as far as upsets are concerned, the world of combat sports. We'll get to that at 40 after the hour. Of course, Dom's Diner coming up next year. Now, I like Oakland as well, -3 against Miami at Miami, and that's the team, that's the money I'm getting down on. I'm going to go 1,500 on that one, Zach, at -150.
Yeah, I think that's a good bet.
I just do. I just think that I really feel that the Oakland's going to go down. They're going to try to make an impression, and we're getting towards that point in the season where if they don't make some bold moves now, you know, maybe the Oakland's not going to be there at the end. Anyway, that's the money line I see for tomorrow. Talk about the World Series. Go back to that real quick here. Why did the Dodgers lose the World Series? Did they just face a better team?
Yu Darvish. It's pretty simple to break down. I mean, the guy pitched less than 4 innings and gave up 9 runs. You can't do much worse than that. I've heard that he was tipping his pitches and that, you know, they knew exactly what he was going to throw.
Tipping his pitches? What do you mean? Like, here comes a fastball?
Basically, like, he had certain tells that they knew about from when he faced them a lot during his time there. It's kind of crazy because even after that night, their batting average against him was only 190. Like, a lifetime batting average against Yu Darvish, the Astros, was 190. So
here's what's up. Clayton Kershaw's had a couple rough last couple of seasons, sort of rough on him. He's done well, but the team hasn't made it all the way, per se, to the World Series and winning the World Series, per se. Is Clayton on Prozac?
I mean, I think he's okay. You know, and a lot of people were blaming him after that one game, but if you look at that game, it was the 12-13 game. Not a single pitcher in that game had a good night. I think that was just, you know, the Houston's park is a hitter's park. It's actually kind of a joke in the league how easy it is to hit home runs there. So
they used to say that about Colorado too, Zach. They really didn't they?
Yeah. Well, Colorado's like that too. It's like, and Dodger Stadium is more of a pitcher's park, so that's part of the difference you see. But okay. I think it's pretty easy to blame you. He literally only went an inning and 2/3 on each of his starts.
Okay,
and part
enough
of that
you laid the blame there. Let's give some props though. Let's give some props to the Houston Astros, the World Champions, and of course the LA Dodgers manager. That manager rock and roll this year. I got to give him some props, man. What's his name?
Dave Roberts, he did well.
He did well. Then you sort of like put a poo-poo at the end of that. Come on, man. The guy took him to the World Series Game 7.
Well, let me ask you this. If you had a starter who went an inning and two-thirds and gave up 4 runs, would you put the guy back out there in Game 7?
It depends on who the starter was, and it'll probably go down as the biggest error, the gaffe in his managerial career. But the bottom line is he's going to get a few more chances, I think. He's got a good team.
Yeah, I don't think he deserves to be fired or anything, because that's the furthest they've gotten in obviously, well, like 20 years.
Who's talking about firing him? That cracks me up. You guys want to fire a manager to like take you within a game or two winning the World Championship? I don't get it.
No, I'm saying anybody that would say that, I think that would be kind of ridiculous. But he's still learning, you know. It's only his second year as a manager. He's still figuring out exactly what to do, so he'll be back. I don't think Bruce Bochy would have done that, though.
Bruce Bochy, you mean Sad Sack himself? Anyway, the bottom line is you are tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show. That was Zach Jack Young, most famous for being the father of Jasmine Young. Outside of that, he's a great radio talk show. Oh, next up, another great radio talk show. How about my other partner, Dominique Jimenez, right? No longer Cadwallader. He sort of got his own mojo now. Dom's Diner next up on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio.
3-2 to Springer. Shot into left center field. Back at the wall. It's gone. Springer stays hot. And it's 5-0 Houston here in the second.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Welcome back in. It's good to see you again, my friends, for another edition of Dom's Diner here on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. I know you're rearing to see what kind of specials I have to celebrate the week in sports, the best, the worst, the funniest, the most ridiculous. So let's waste no time and get straight into it. Let's go straight into winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
All right, my first winner, Carlos Correa. Now, it's easy to pick George Springer. He had an amazing World Series. He was the World Series MVP, but Carlos Correa was no slouch. He hit .276, two homers, five RBIs, won the World Series, but I think possibly more importantly, during his post-game celebration and interviews, he proposed to his girlfriend, and now Carlos Correa is engaged. To quote David Ortiz in the World Series post-game, "That guy just won two World Series. He won it twice." So Carlos Correa won the actual World Series, and now he's engaged. So I think Big Poppy was right. Carlos Correa had one heck of an evening this week. Winner number two, Ezekiel Elliott. It seems like he's been suspended for six games by the NFL forever. Been practically all season. And it looked like he was finally going to serve the suspension from weeks 9 through 14. But guess what? Ezekiel Elliott is going to suit up on Sunday yet again, this time against the Kansas City Chiefs, because he got another judge to temporarily block the NFL suspension. This is the third or fourth time he's managed to do it this season, so until he actually gets suspended and he keeps finding judges who will block the suspension, Ezekiel Elliott will remain a winner in my eyes. Going to my third winner, Iowa State football. They became the first FBS team in 6 years to be two top five teams in 1 month. They had a great October. They defeated Oklahoma and TCU, who were both in the top five when they lost to Iowa State. Iowa State always seems to be one of those teams that is good. They're not great. They're not at that upper echelon of teams that are going to compete for a college playoff football spot. But they're good enough to knock off all the teams that seem to be competing for the college football playoffs. So kudos to Iowa State, first team in 6 years to defeat two top five teams in the NCAA. But wait, I've got a bonus winner for you this week, everybody. That's right, let's go right to it. Ben Reitler, Sports Illustrated author. Back in 2014, he wrote a story about the Astros and how they were embracing analytics and how all these young players were starting to develop through the system and were going to be ready to make an impact. You know, Jose Altuve, the aforementioned Carlos Correa, George Springer, all of these guys. Well, back in 2014, he wrote a story, and the story made the cover of Sports Illustrated, and on the cover it was George Springer, who was the 2017 World Series MVP, and on the cover it said, "The Houston Astros, your 2017 World Series champions." Mind you, this was back in 2014, 3 years ago, and Ben Reitler called it. So kudos to you, Ben Reitler. You are my bonus winner this week. And as much as I think you loved those winners, I've got some great losers for you.
Le who? The her.
Only have a couple today, but I promise you they're very, very good. Let's start off back in Houston. It's not the Astros, but it's the Houston Texans. Deshaun Watson, their star rookie quarterback, is out for the year. He tore his ACL in practice this week. Not in a game, in practice. Deshaun Watson lighting it up, setting rookie quarterback record after rookie quarterback record. He was in the conversation for MVP, not even rookie of the year. MVP, that's how great he has been this year. And he revitalized this Texans offense. Without Deshaun Watson, they struggled. Tom Savage will not be the answer. Now he's going to take back over under center, and he's not going to be the answer moving forward. Houston's aspirations of making the playoffs may have gone out the window. But Deshaun Watson is not the only AFC South quarterback to go down this week. Andrew Luck officially ruled out for the rest of the season. He struggled to recover from off-season shoulder surgery, and the Colts decided, you know what, it's time to finally shut him down. Andrew Luck will not be returning, and it looks like when he does return, he may have a new head coach, because I do not think Coach Pagano will be there when Andrew Luck returns in 2018. So my combo loser number one, Deshaun Watson and Andrew Luck, young quarterbacks, both ruled out for the rest of the season this week. Loser number two. We're going to stay in Houston. My second loser is Mattress Mac. Now, I know you're wondering, who is Mattress Mac? Well, he is the owner and Houston business mogul who owns Gallery Furniture, and he told ESPN back during the summer he'd be willing to give more than $10 million back in purchases made from when he made the announcement in May that he would rebate fans who spent more than $3,000 on mattresses and beds if the Houston Astros won it all. Guess what? The Astros won it all. Mattress Mac has to give back more than $10 million in rebates to people who made the purchases that qualified for the offer. It's not the first time he's done this. He's given away hundreds of thousands before, and he always comes through, and he's got insurance policies, and he made a couple Vegas wagers on the Astros, so don't feel too bad for Mattress Mac. He's got himself covered, but $10 million in rebates. I'm sure you're... people are excited in Houston. They got a World Series and a free bed set that they paid for over the summer. So props to you guys. But Mattress Mac, that's $10 million you could have had in your pocket. Yes, all of the attention has got to be great for you, but you're still going to be the loser because that's $10 million, man. That's a lot of money to be given back in rebates. So Mattress Mac, loser number two this week at Dom's Diner. All right, so you've enjoyed the winners and the losers, and you're wanting more. Well, I'm not going to leave you disappointed. Let's go to good job, good effort, and let's go back to the World Series. Los Angeles Dodgers starter Yu Darvish, they went and acquired him at the trade deadline to be number two to Clayton Kershaw, the right-handed pitcher that the Dodgers needed so desperately to go with all of their very strong lefties with Kershaw, Hill, and Alex Wood. Kenta Maeda, up and down this year, had some injuries. So they went out and got Yu Darvish to be the man in the postseason. That did not work out in the World Series. Yu Darvish went 0-2. He threw 3 1/3 innings, gave up 9 hits, 8 runs, 2 homers, no strikeouts, 21.6 ERA, and this includes his Game 7 loss in which he did not go 2 innings. Yu Darvish, you were supposed to be the man. Obviously, the Dodgers would have liked to have thrown Kershaw out there. In retrospect, maybe they should have altered the rotation so that Kershaw was ready to go Game 7 as a starter, but they didn't. So, Yu Darvish implodes Game 7. Dodgers lose a World Series. It wasn't all Yu Darvish's fault. Dodgers couldn't score runs, but Darvish was the starter. He got bombed twice in the World Series, so... to you, Yu Darvish. And the final special I've got on the menu tonight is...
Say what?
And my say what this week is Anthony Davis, the former Pro Bowl offensive tackle for the San Francisco 49ers. If you remember, Davis is the one who's retired 3 different times while he was with the Niners in the last 4 years or so. First one, he was afraid of head damage and he wanted to take a year off. He came back, was ready to roll. Chip Kelly was not going to commit to him as a starter, so he retired again. And then he came back, and then he got into a huge disagreement. And he's like, all right, yeah, for real this time, I'm out. Well, Anthony Davis has found a second life, a second career, and it's a little ironic what he's going to be doing. Anthony Davis is getting ready to open up a commercial marijuana dispensary in Northern California. With all of the debate about how marijuana can or can't help these pro athletes, especially football players suffering from concussions and brain trauma and potential effects that are caused by CTE, it's a little ironic that Anthony Davis, former player who retired once because of head injury concerns and quality of life fears, it's ironic that he's opening a medical marijuana dispensary. So good for him, because you know what? A lot of players they struggle to find what to do after playing. Anthony Davis, he's got a new business, and good for him. He is my say what this week, and that's all the specials I got. So if those didn't do it for you, I don't know what will. You're just going to have to come back next Saturday, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, and visit Dom's Diner and see what I got cooking in the kitchen next week. Thanks so much. Dom Jimenez, I'm out. Peace.
Traded over here because of the Sanchez success.
Here's a ground ball right side, could do it. The Houston Astros are world champions for the first time in franchise history.
Listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
What do I thought?
Yeah,
we lost, didn't we?
2017 World Series champion, the Houston Astros. Give them their props, no doubt about that. Zach and I will eat some rice paper on the air next week just to celebrate this. Actually, to live up to our bets. We thought the Dodgers would win. We said if they didn't win, we'd eat some paper on the air. We didn't tell you it would be rice paper. It's actually flavored paper. But the bottom line is, we will eat the paper on air. Right, Zachary? Zachary, sleeping that heroin again, man. I got to get this guy off that heroin, folks. Does anybody know a rehab guy in the L.A. area that can go see Zach for me? Zach's doing this. He's got to be on. Anyway, bottom line is open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free text line. Zach can probably call in on that because he fell asleep. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. I'm looking through the glass, and my producer's like shaking his head. He doesn't know what to say. Put his finger in his mouth. Doesn't know what to say here. You're tuned to Sports Overnight America. Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Your voice is kind of... What is happening with you? My God. Are you healthy? Are you okay? Is up here, you get hit too much or what?
Hey, George, I'll go out on an all-night bender and still beat you, pal.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
There's probably a reason why we're not eating the rice paper tonight on the air, because we'd be eating a little bit too much crow tonight. I'm telling you, folks, the UFC went down. But before the UFC, we talk about the World of Professional Boxing. Of course, MSG. Not MSG, actually. That had the UFC tonight. But Brooklyn, the home of the Brooklyn Nets. I'm talking about the Barclays Center. Straight up, the WBC heavyweight title holder, Deontay Wilder. Now 40-0. 38, 39 knockouts, knocked out Bermaine Stiverne in the very first round. No surprise there, Zach. The guy came in 20 pounds heavy on 2 weeks' notice.
Right, but he said no excuses, you know. He said he was in great shape.
Zach, Zach, I hate to interrupt you, but he needed a training bra. Bermaine Stiverne needed a training bra tonight.
I mean, he's still probably better than most of the people Joshua's fight.
Oh, so we're getting into a little tiff here as far as Deontay Wilder and Anthony Joshua. Since I'm on Joshua's side, you're going to pick Wilder. Is that what you're saying? Are you trying to throw down here? Is that Are you throwing down, son?
They seem hesitant to take that fight.
Wait, man, how did we get off on that? Bottom line is Deontay Wilder knocked out. He knocked out Stiverne tonight in less than one round. Okay, guess what? Don King didn't even go to the fight.
He didn't look like he was there.
No, he wasn't. You would have seen him ring center, baby. He knew better. Don said, "I'll just take my check and stay home." Plus, he's not feeling all that well. But
well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Exactly. First round knockout winner tonight, of course, Deontay Wilder, of course, Mobile, Alabama, 2008 Olympic bronze medalist, to set up the big fight next year, hopefully, in November of next year, I think, with Anthony Joshua. I think Joshua will rumble with Joseph Parker probably in May. And then, of course, Wilder will probably do, Wilder's looking for a guy that doesn't take steroids.
Yeah, he's had three opponents test positive for steroids. He's had a lot of bad luck. And I mean, to his credit, he actually originally paid Stiverne to step aside so he could fight Luis Ortiz, because Stiverne was the mandatory for some reason, and Luis Ortiz became the third opponent in a row to test positive for steroids.
Yeah, well, I know Luis Ortiz, we didn't even think we needed a Viagra for him. We thought he was the real deal, but as he turns out, he wasn't. Now let's switch gears. The World of the UFC. Zach, I was wrong on all three title fights tonight, man. I mean, geez, I'm not the I mean, first of all, Joanna Jay gets beat by Rose Nahumanis. Nahumanis is a tough chick, but she was 6-3 as a pro, and that's not a great record in the world of the UFC.
No, it's not. I mean, that's crazy to think. I really didn't see Joanna Jay losing, but I guess, you know, it just happens sometimes. It happens to everyone. Garbrandt, I wasn't as shocked by, and GSP... I thought that GSP could potentially do that, but I just thought it was too long of a layoff and he's moving up in weight. But, you know, he did what he had to do, so credit to him for that.
Yeah, for one, it was one fight that I wouldn't mind watching. I mean, it was a GSP fight that I could watch. A lot of those other fights, why is it I found him so unentertaining? Was it the fact he had 15 decisions and 25 wins?
Probably. This was a more definitive result, and it had like more striking. He didn't look completely comfortable with the striking, and I still don't think that he's going to do as well at middleweight. A lot of people are talking about all that, but I thought Bisping was kind of a weak middleweight champ. You know, he was in the right place at the right time, but he's not exactly the best middleweight in the world, is he?
No, probably not. That's why you picked him. Now, let's talk about that co-feature you mentioned just for a second. TJ Dillashaw coming back and winning the World Bantamweight Championship beating Cody Garbrandt, who was undefeated. Cody was a good-looking fighter. Cody was stiff tonight. Did he look stiff to you? I mean, he looked like he had no fluidity in his. He just looked stiff, real stiff, like a cast.
Yeah, he did. I mean, I think you also got to credit Dillashaw on that because he does have pretty good footwork, so that made Cody look more stiff than usual. But yeah, I don't think that he. It didn't seem like he showed up. I think that this fight was too personal for him. It was personal for both of them, and I think maybe Dillashaw got into his head a little bit.
Nice spinning back kick, wasn't it? Beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean,
yep. And there's a lot of bad blood. You know, Dillashaw left that camp, and a lot of them aren't very happy with it.
Well, the super fight should have been Dillashaw and Uriah Faber in Sacramento in one of those minor league baseball stadiums up there.
Well, according to Dillashaw, Uriah Faber is Cody Garbrandt's pimp. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I've heard about that. Anyway, so Cody Garbrandt, a loser for the first time. I think he had an incredible record as a kickboxer as well. But he just looked a little too stiff for me tonight, a little too stand up, too straight, too square. TJ Dillashaw, give him props, of course. Hasn't really looked all that fantastic since beating Renan Barreo, but he looked fantastic tonight. Zach, got to give him a B+ or an A-.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. He definitely showed up, and I think that he's been an interesting champion. His performances, like you said, are kind of uneven, but he showed up tonight.
Okay, speaking of a chick that showed up tonight, Rose Nahumanis. She's a monster, and you know what? She's one of those chicks that you know, looking at her, she's not gonna go away easy, Zach. She's one of those women that looks very, very formidable, very forceful.
Yeah, she looks good.
She looks like a real. She looks like a rugged monster, and me and Zach are trying. Zach's trying to sugarcoat this. Okay, she looks like a killer, Zach.
Yeah, she's like another cyborg or something.
Cyborg with no hair.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but 6-3. I don't know. I want to see what her. No, I'm not knocking her. I'm not saying anything, but I want to see what her Flintstone vitamin. Tests are like come Monday or Tuesday. Now, Jorge Masvidal and Stephen Thompson. Stephen Thompson is my guy at welterweight. He's a wonder kid. I mean, he's undefeated now, 11-0. He's like 47-0, I think, as a kickboxer. He's got some incredible records. He's an incredible athlete. Tyrone Woodley and Stephen Thompson. If Woodley and Thompson were to roll next, who would win?
Woodley, I mean, I think you'd have to go with Woodley. I don't think that they need to fight for a third time, but the UFC seems very intent on giving Thompson as many chances as they can, right?
they are going to do what they can for him. This is no doubt about it. He's their franchise guy. Speaking of franchise guy, former franchise guy, Zach Attack Young. We're talking combat sports here on Sports Byline, and of course, over SB Nation Radio. This is Sports Overnight America. But, you know, I looked at an entire card tonight, in the fact that the three upsets went down in the three title fights. George St. Pierre winning, TJ Dillashaw winning, Rose Nahumanis winning. All of Vegas odds picking all three champions to win. They didn't win. That's the way it goes. Stephen Thompson a winner. Paola Costa was a winner. TKO Johnny Hendricks in the first round. But I saw a commercial tonight by Chris Weidman. Chris Weidman used to be so good looking and sound so good and talk so good, and before he won the title, and he sort of looked like a beat up. Did you see that clip tonight of him?
Yeah.
Does he look beat up a little bit?
I thought so. He looked a little beat up to me.
Yeah, I mean, the guy doesn't look like the surgeon, the brain. I mean, he looked like a college kid, like a golly gee whiz college guy, you know, when he won the title. But those beatings, man, those octagon beatings, that residual damage for combat sports, it looks like he's wearing it on his face.
Yeah, I feel like MMA fighters definitely they show more damage because they're being hit by a lot more, you know, they're not taking gloves as much, so there's more cuts and things like that.
Well, they're getting hit with elbows and knees, and those knees, man, you get hit with a knee, good Lord. Hey, how many people get hit with knees and don't go to sleep? Not too many.
No, there's just too much force behind that. And okay. And that's what I was getting at. You know, like a boxing glove will cut you sometimes, but if you're taking elbows, that's definitely going to cause a lot more cuts.
Okay, Bisping and St. Pierre was the number one attraction for the year as far as the UFC was concerned. $4.2 billion entity, $4,200 million. This was their biggest event of the year. Do you really think it was really that big of an event?
This event, it didn't seem like there was much buzz around it to me.
No, there wasn't any buzz. That's just it. There wasn't any buzz. There were the St. Pierre fans. I mean, they were in existence. They came out, more power to them, and they saw their champ come back and prevail in a fight, which I didn't think he was going to. I thought he was going to get ragdolled. But, you know, I'll say this. He looks good at 184. I mean, he probably weighed about 186, 187 in the actual octagon. I don't think he put on that much weight after 185, Zach. I just don't think he did. And I think he looks good at that weight. But to go back to 170, he and Woodley, we'll see what happens there, you know. But as far as 155 was concerned, I heard him say tonight on one of those post-fight interviews that he could make 155 if need be. He's out of his mind.
Yeah, it sounds like he's going after the money fights if he's trying to do that.
So speaking of money fights, Conor McGregor, what's up next?
It looks like probably Tony Ferguson, which is an interesting fight that I think Ferguson has a pretty good chance in, especially because we don't know how Conor McGregor is going to be after being stopped by Mayweather.
No, that stoppage has got nothing to do with it. What's he going to be like as far as his hunger is concerned, baby? If you've got $100 million in the bank, you really think you're going to want to fight for 10?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of that. But, you know, it's also like once these UFC fighters saw him get knocked out by a boxer who doesn't have a lot of power, you know, I think that they're going to be less intimidated, but then again, you never know.
Zach. How many UFC fighters are going to be able to take him into the 11th round?
Well, there's always the 10th round.
It was the distance. It was the fact he had to stand up. It was all queer to him, and I don't mean sexually. It was just all queer to Conor McGregor to stand up and to fight somebody for 3 minutes standing up. It was like his body, I know his body was saying, "What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?" I mean, I know. I mean, because it's not what he does normally. So more power to him. He and Mayweather made a whole lot of money. I wasn't impressed with the outcome or the hype leading up to the fight, but I give them both props because a lot of people went to that thing and they came away entertained. Zach, for the most part, you know, some of the other fights in the card sort of sucked though. The cyborg car didn't work, did it?
No, I don't think so. It didn't seem like that was really possible.
Now, speaking of Cyborg, Zach, when are you fighting her?
I'm not fighting her.
Why not?
Why would I do that?
Come on, Zach. I mean, if I could get you a fight with Cyborg, what? Are you trying to say don't get me hurt?
Yeah, no one's paying me for that.
Is she the only woman in mixed martial arts you're afraid of?
I think so. I, she has to be. There's nobody else that I can think of.
Exactly. She scares the snot out of me, man. Ronda Rousey, I remember what I told her. Standing up, you and I, you know. And she goes, yeah, but once I got you down, you know, yeah, you know. She's right. Once she got me down. But, baby, I don't think you'd get me down. But Cyborg Santos, man, the way she throws men around is pretty awesome, pretty amazing. Next UFC event's going to be, of course, November the 11th from Norfolk, Virginia. Dustin Poirier and Anthony Pettis, former champion in the main event UFC Fight Night. This is your Combat Sports Update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Of course, the WBO and I just came back from Cuba. I'll put some pictures up on the website, the Facebook Ring Talk website in the next couple of days. The bottom line is it was a great time. Zach Attack Young and I are back after the break. This is Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man.
She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change.
I don't care what about she's what say, but when I make 135, she cannot say anything. You know, I'm not cheating. You know, I did a mistake. I think everybody know perfect make mistake, and I already proof. You know, I'm clean and I ready for fight her anytime.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
That is just a fact of life.
Did you make it to the Milky Way to see the lights all fading?
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885. If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Number one, Alabama. Wow. Keeps rocking and rolling, baby. Still undefeated. Beat LSU today 24-10. Of course, Alabama's all about college football, and I think they will win the title this year. Zach thinks the same, but the bottom line is there are other teams in college football. And speaking of other teams, the Ohio State Buckeyes got lit up today by Iowa, 55-24 in Iowa. Wisconsin, 45-17 over Indiana. Number 14, Auburn, a winner over Texas A&M. 42-27, and PSU came up short of Washington State. That was 27-24. Zachary, it's all about Alabama, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure why they have Georgia ranked ahead of them, but you know that'll work itself out. I don't put that much stock into the ranking. Those things usually work themselves out in the end.
But some injuries to the offense, both the offense and defense of Alabama, of course, has got things. Got them concerned about next week's game against Mississippi State, but the fact that they're playing lowly Mississippi State sort of gives them a chance to play the second team, right?
Yeah, it does, and they are going to beat up. They're going to play Georgia for the SEC championship game, so that'll determine a lot.
When's that game set for, Zach?
It's usually it'll be the last game of the schedule. So I'm not sure the date, but it's the last game of their schedule.
Wonderful. Zach, say hi to Jazz for me, okay?
Okay, I will. You have a great night.
I will. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That was Zach Attack Young. My name is Johnny Taco. I am the Taco Man. I also appear on this radio network as another guy, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, right here on Sports Byline and SB Nation. Tomorrow, we'll hear from GSP. We'll hear from Michael Bisping. We'll hear from the new champion. That's right, TJ Dillashaw, the new bantamweight champion of the UFC as well. Deontay Wilder, that and more tomorrow on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on many of these same stations. Until next time, I am the Taco Man.